great display, great performance, real battling pride here tonight, wasn't it, Ivan?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough place to come. They've obviously got good pedigree, you know, good European history. So, you know, the coaching staff, the players have really, you know, come on strong on this European campaign, like as we did last year. So I think we had a good game plan tonight. And, you know, at times the first 10 minutes was a bit ropey because, you know, I suppose we knew they were going to fire the kitchen sink at us. And we weathered that storm and we really grew into the game. It probably wasn't the display going forward that people are used to seeing Anfield playing, but you know, we changed our style tonight, which is pleasing for me because it shows we can do the other side of the game. So all in all, it's a happy changing room in there because we know ourselves that coming away from home with a 2-1 result, you know, leaves you firmly in the tie. So, you know, all's to play for next week.
It's a new team, a lot of youngsters in there. This is all great experience for them, isn't it?
Well, that's it. You know, there's a lot of youngsters in there. You know, you get the likes of young David Key comes in there tonight and, you know, I thought was outstanding and took the game by the scruff of the neck. And a lot of our boys, although they're young boys, they've been playing in Europe now a number of years. You know, you forget there's a lot of people in European playing over in the Premier League in England don't taste European football. So, you know, the changing room in there is growing. And I think there's a bit more football knowledge being showed now. And I think tonight definitely showed that with the display that the lads had gave.
There was real belief and togetherness and character in that team tonight, wasn't it?
Well, as I say, you've seen it. You've travelled with the lads and you know that with the manager and all the coaches and everybody, it's not about individuals. It's about everybody as a collective unit from Big Gary, the kit man, right, to Andy Waterworth. It's a togetherness, it's a group, and it's something that the manager's trying to build. And as I say, if we're going to achieve anything this season or win anything, you'll not do it with one man, you'll do it with every single individual.
It's been a great 2 days away, hasn't it, in terms of bringing everybody together and, great, you know, great camaraderie amongst the boys, isn't it?
It really is. You know, this is what it can do for part-time players to bring them together, and I suppose they get that wee bit of, a taste of professionalism where, you know, they're preparing in the right way and, you know, I suppose getting ready for the games. And, you know, all credit goes to the club as well for providing us with, you know, with chartered flights and stuff. So we know we are being looked after, but I think, as you've seen tonight, the players don't take it very lightly. They give everything they've got and are really putting their bodies in the line, and I'm sure with one big massive push next week, who knows, we're not looked too far ahead of ourselves, but I still believe we're firmly in this tie.
We've given ourselves a real chance, haven't we? I mean, 2-1, you know, some people would have taken that before the game almost, wouldn't they?
Well, I certainly would have took it. You know, this is a full-time outfit that are training every day or are being conditioned every day. And when you're a part-time outfit, you know, I know Linfield are respected, you know, around the world because they're, you know, a massive club with great history, but let's not take away the fact that, you know, they're training every day and our lads aren't. So, you know, to stay in the tie and give as good a performance as they did, and you know, you look at all results, Dundalk, you know, stayed in the firmly 2-1 in their results. So it's good for everybody, you know, to see, you know, the Irish clubs and the Irish League clubs, you know, holding their own and doing well. And as I say, we worry about ourselves. So first and foremost, I think, not just for one individual, but for everybody, it's a real together performance. And I think everybody done very well.
I think everybody's going to remember the 99th goal in European competition by a Linfield player, David Keyes, first for the club here tonight.
Well, I said, you know, I know the young lad, you know, very well, and he's somebody, you know, a wee while ago that Warren spoke to me about, and I obviously seen his qualities at close quarters, so I knew his character. You know, I know his background, so I knew he was the kind of character that could come and handle it at Linfield, and I think he's shown quite a very promising start in a Linfield jersey. So, you know, long may it continue, and I suppose the more games he plays in a Linfield shirt, the stronger he becomes. So I think tonight he probably was, again, I mentioned it's a team performance, but, you know, he probably outshone the rest of us a wee bit tonight, and he deserves maybe a wee bit more plaudits. But he's a Linfield man, you know, he loves putting on the jersey, so here's to, you know, a great career for David, because he's a great lad.
And Windsor Park next week would be a great place for the 100th goal, wouldn't it?
Well, that's it. You know, let's hope, as Linfield fans do, that they all turn out, and because there was a bit of a hostile atmosphere tonight from their fans. So, you know, Windsor, when the fans turn out and their numbers can really, you know, can be a hostile place for other teams. So let's hope that the fans come out and back the lads next week, because, as I say, we're firmly in the tie, and it would be really, really nice for us to sneak into that third round. And, you know, I firmly believe, and I think the rest of the change room does, we're firmly in this tie.
Tonight must have brought back memories of games for Northern Ireland, backs to the wall, but we pulled off a great result, mustn't it?
Well, that's it. You know, the manager, you know, Warren spoke to me, and, you know, he's mentioned it there in the change rooms. There's many a time we went away and nobody, there's no pressure on you really, because you're expected to maybe be rolled over, and you know, you've not got the abundance of talent that maybe other teams have got. But the one thing that the lads have in the Irish League, and there's one thing I definitely have in a landfill changing, is desire, commitment and hunger. And that is just a given if you play for Linfield. So I think the lads are showing that at the minute, and there's no better man than the manager, than the way he played his football to transfer across to his own players. And I think everybody, you know, give the last ounce of energy tonight, and we've come away with not a one, but not a bad result.
On behalf of everybody at home, and I was privileged to be here tonight, well done, very proud to be a Blue Man tonight, and safe home, and let's see if we can pull it off next week.
Thank you.